Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Mm-hmm.
being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
One, two, three.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So that's what Frank and I are going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about this link to stress giving you the common cold this time of year, you know. Also, we're going to be talking about zinc, and without zinc, what happens to your system? And we got some other things. We'll see how the hour goes, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, your righteous men and women in uniform. You know me. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Today's devotional is from Psalms 31 and John 16. It goes like this. Refresh yourself in the peace of my presence. This peace can be your portion of at all times and in all circumstances. Learn to trust in me, and it's the secret of my presence that will carry you through your times of trial and non-trial. So I go before you and open up a way. I also walk alongside you, and there could never be another companion as devoted as I am. Amen to that. I'll take it. Mind the time. I hope you're seeking the Lord's face, because the time groweth short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report. Well, there's drug makeovers on drugs all the time. And if you've been listening to Herb Talk long enough, you know that sometimes a drug will get a new name and be marketed as something else. Well, they're doing it again. There was a drug that was treating glaucoma, and it didn't do very well in the UK. National Health Services said it was called Darnanide, and it was for glaucoma. And it's about $500 a year for the drug supply if you had glaucoma. So what they did is they took Darnanide off the market, because there was a off-label treatment they were using it for, and it was for muscle disorders like muscular dystrophy. So they took it off the market for 2 years and let the Darnanide supplies dwindle out. And then in 2012, they relaunched the drug under a new name called Kievfis. And it's for, you know, the muscle disorders like muscle dystrophy and all that. And they jacked the price up. It's $47,000 a year now for that. Oh, there's your health care at work. All right, moving along in the quack report. Scientists by accident find an Alzheimer's treatment while trying to cure diabetes, they say. This is out of Lancaster University at the UK. They said a new drug they were testing for diabetes found to reverse memory loss. So the medication, they said, is a triple receptor drug. And it helps protect the brain, they say, against degeneration, and it promotes growth. So researchers said that when they used it on mice, studying it on animal trials, they found that the animals had an increased ability to learn and retain memory. So mice showed a decrease in chronic inflammation and amyloid plaque in the brain, which they think is linked to developing Alzheimer's. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, I'm going to go to Japan. Japanese government is urging a warning regarding antiviral medication. So if you get the flu and you take an antiviral drug like Tamiflu, Japan reportedly has been experiencing abnormal behaviors, their people, when they take these medicines. And so the government has issued a warning that anybody's taking antiviral drugs, they need to be locked into their room until they recover after they've used the medication to avoid accidental injury and death. So apparently, they said abnormal behavior is exhibited by their citizens. They have sudden urges to leave the room and find a balcony or veranda, and they're always in a state of agitation. They walk around the room weeping. They talk nonsense. So usually young people that were taking the drug also showed signs of hallucinations and delirium, and they had many unfortunate cases where the medical treatment resulted in death. The patients jumped off buildings. So be aware of that. Probably a black box warning in Japan for stuff like that, but you know there's another way to deal with the flu and get over it in 2 days, because you've been listening to Herb Talk. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about stress and this link to the common cold. You know, it's probably not anything really new out of the ordinary that you get stressed out, your immune system takes a hit, and you're going to get sick. Well, it seems more people are interested in how they can reduce their stress levels. And if you can reduce them, you can better manage the amount of stress that you're exposed to, and you can reduce your risk of getting what is called stress-influenced diseases. So, how do you conquer stress? Well, there's a couple things we can do. We'll look at a few of them. But life stresses us out. Let's just face it. And it really can put us through the ringer at times. So when you feel a little stress, it causes a chemical reaction in your body, and we feel it emotionally and also physically. So our emotions are literally translated into chemicals, which then affect our blood pressure, our hormones, our cognitive abilities, and on our cells, on a, you know, metabolic function level. So according to staticbrain.com, they said the top causes for stress are job pressure, coworker tension, more than one boss that you have to please, and work overload. Those are the things that create stress at job sites. Also money. Maybe a loss of job, reduced retirement benefits, cost of living and medical expenses going up. And then health, your health crisis, are like a trauma or an accident, sudden impact like that, or terminal condition or chronic illness, you're diagnosed with one of those. Then also relationships is on the list, you know, goodness, trying to please everybody, divorce, maybe death of a spouse, arguments with friends, and maybe just dealing with more loneliness than you'd like to have. Also, poor nutrition. So if you're not getting enough vitamins and minerals and amino acids, and you're getting too much caffeine and processed foods and sugar, that affects you and your stress levels. Also, media overload. We can't leave out the fake news. Also, social media, that's affecting us, and sleep deprivation. You know, looking at too many blue screens with your, you know, gadget devices can, you know, keep you up at night. So there's a lot out there that can really derail our health quest for better health and create stress and then expose us to high risks of getting sick. Well, let's look at some of the stress statistics. I was not surprised, but, you know, stress statistics in America, the UK, Australia, China, Europe, So the whole world is saying it's stressed out. So the U.S. has stress levels reportedly up between 73 and 77% over last year. Americans regularly say they feel physically and psychologically stressed. About 33% of the U.S. population feels extreme stress on a daily basis, mostly related to their work, and it's costing our economy billions of dollars. About 48% of Americans say they feel stress levels have increased over the past 5 years, and it's not just the adults. High school teenagers across America also say they feel stressed, and their top concern is a little different. Teenagers feel that if they report that they are feeling stressed, they may be magically treated with drugs that they don't want, and symptom management then creates side effects. So, you know, obviously the younger generation is kind of in tune to that, very observant. Now, according to Regis Group, in China, the workplace stress reached 86% there. About 6 out of 10 workers in major global economies are experiencing increased workplace stress. Now, Australians, well, they're reporting stress levels at 91% in at least one important area of their lives. So, and according to Medibank, workplace stress is costing the Australian economy about $14 billion a year. Now, labor force, there was a survey by Labor Force and the National Institutes for Health and Clinical Excellence. They report that in the UK, the economy lost about 13.7 million with work-related stress and illnesses. And you would think that, you know, Europeans would have less stress because, you know, they say all the time, you Americans don't know how to relax. Well, okay, we're workaholics over here. Also, you know, some of us are. But what about you guys? You know, you take, you know, three-hour lunches. How come you're all stressed out? Well, a lot of them do, especially, you know, if you're in Spain, you know, they got the afternoon siesta thing going on. And so anyway, people are feeling stressed regardless of where they live. Okay, let's look at some symptoms. Everyone knows, and I can see by the clock. Frank, why don't you tell me we needed to take a break, bud? We're taking a break. We'll be right back. Proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk, and I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And we're talking about stress. You know, we just got through the holidays. So you talk about stress, right? Well, everyone knows what stress feels like. It manifests in a lot of physical symptoms. You can get really tired with fatigue. You get headaches, upset stomach, muscle tension, insomnia. You have maybe a change in appetite. Maybe you're grinding your teeth at night. Or maybe there's a change in sex drive, or you just feel dizzy. Well, stress can also affect us psychologically, making us irritable, angry, nervous, anxious, lethargic, depressed, and you can even prompt us to want to cry. So the World Health Organization reports depression is one of the leading causes of disability worldwide. All right, so there's some stress research that was released on this illness, a very popular field of study. New research from Carnegie Mellon University said there's a link between stress and our inflammation response. And their findings were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And so scientist Sheldon Cohen led the research. He says that under chronic physical stress, our body loses its ability to regulate inflammation response properly, which can invite disease. So apparently, according to them, the inflammatory response is partly regulated by the cortisol hormone, and any prolonged stress can interfere with cortisol, and inflammation can get out of control. So if our tissues are sensitive to the cortisol hormone and it is decreased or absent, then we can expect inflammation. Now, according to Cohen, he said they found a link between stress and the common cold. They stated that the cold symptoms were not brought on by a cold virus, but were side effects of inflammation response triggered by the immune system to fight infection. So when we experience prolonged stress, it affects our ability for our immune system cells to respond to hormonal signals, which regulate the inflammation. So they said that with those who are unable to regulate this inflammation properly, you're more likely to get colds. And when you're exposed, especially cold viruses. So the immune system cells release a chemical messenger called cytokines, or Greek cyto means cell and kinos means movement. So cytokines trigger inflammation. So according to the research Cohen led, they said that under stress, your body can produce more of these cytokines when exposed to even a cold virus. And the research suggests that stress promotes inflammation and opens the door for things like asthma, cardiovascular diseases, and even autoimmune diseases there. So now a lot of people, you know, they're a little stressed. They have trouble thinking, concentrating. So there was a book called Hijacked by Your Brain, How to Free Yourself When Stress Takes Over. It's by Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman, and they explained that we can learn to identify our triggers if we pay attention, and we can train ourselves to manage our stress so it won't roll over us, so we can be in more in control. So I also found nutrition and regular exercise great for stress reduction. Some herbs can help keep you a bit safer and help you avoid using a lot of prescription meds for depression and emotional upsetment. So you have some tools out there, and you can pick up that book, Hijacked by Your Brain. It's in bookstores if you want to check it out. Even though, you know, we live in stressful times, though, you know, we want to be able to cope with stress and not have to resort to prescription meds, which tend to only suppress your symptoms a little bit, but then create other problems called side effects, which is really a secondary disease. And if it wasn't a disease, doctors wouldn't be allowed to prescribe another drug for that side effect. So there you go. So herbs are here for the service of man and for the healing of the nations. God told us that, and it's in Genesis to Revelation. So we have tools, and it's our obligation to learn about these herbal tools, to have the super nutrition in these herbs to help our bodies balance and regenerate and heal themselves. Now, if you want to check out, there's a formula called Brain Concentrate, and that's over at the powerherbs.com website, and you can check that out if you need, you know, a little bit of clarity and focus. It's herbs, it's you know, it does have ginkgo in it, but it has circulatory herbs, so it gets the ginkgo to the brains, and that's the big difference if you want to maximize ginkgo's benefit. There's also some formulas there for panic attacks, emotional distress disorders and things. So these are herbs that help your body cope and balance. And so look at, there's the emotional stress, valerian root. And they also have great a body food mix. If you don't think you're getting the nutrition you need every day, you can throw this powdered mix into a smoothie or a shake and get that nutrition. It's all organic and to Till standards, so it's the highest standard you can get in organic. And you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com and get a free catalog. If you want to give them a call, you can ask them for that, 866-229-3663. 3-866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and get a free catalog today. Their 2018 catalog is also available on their website if you'd like to download that. All right, we got a few minutes before we're going to take another break, but we're going to talk about zinc a little bit. I guess this segment of the show, you could say you can sink without your zinc. You know, it's a very important element. If you want healthy fingernails, if you want your wounds to heal quickly, you also need it if you're going to be a expecting mom. It's very important during pregnancy. Also, it improves virility for the guys out there and also improves our senses, keep our vision, smelling, hearing, senses all sharp. So how do you know if you're getting enough zinc? Well, let's check it out. Well, zinc was first used as a metallic alloy. Ancient statues and ornaments with zinc have been unearthed dating as far back as 2,500 years ago. But how did zinc get its name? Well, it was believed that a German alchemist by Paracelsus, he named the mineral during the medieval period. And he wrote a book called Liber Mineralium II. I guess there was a volume one somewhere. But he wrote about the crystal form with a needle-like structure. So, and he called it a zincum or zincon. So over the centuries, it got shortened to the nickname of zinc. And it's been called Indian tin, calamine, and even spinter. And it's believed that the first use of zinc for medicinal use was in India in the 13th and 16th centuries, where it was mentioned in their ancient text called Shakra Samhita. So also China also used zinc in the 1700s, also good to know. And Europe did utilize the zinc in the 1800s after they imported it from China. Well, I can see by the clock we got to take another break, but we'll be back with more. Stay with us.
PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency.
Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. And we're going to be talking about zinc some more here. Basically, during the early discovery of the German chemist Andreas Marggraf, he developed an extraction of zinc by heating it with carbon. And the latest zinc mine, largest zinc mine in the world is called Red Dog, and it's located in Alaska. So over the centuries, the study of zinc has shown it has a unique metallic use. It tends to remove impurities from water. It's often used in cosmetics. They use it to coat steel to prevent corrosion. And it's also a key alloy in making brass. So without zinc, your cell phone wouldn't work because zinc is in batteries. So your zinc, what happens when you're depleted of zinc? Your zinc has sunk, as they say. So are there any signs that you could maybe, you know, get a clue that you're low on zinc? Usually one of the first signs is that you take longer to heal from an injury. Cuts and infections may take longer. You may even have a loss of appetite. And nothing appeals to you, food-wise, okay? Your smell mechanism may be off as well. So zinc deficiency affects the human senses. Now, if the mineral is not replenished, the next stage is a loss of energy, and you feel very lethargic. Mental health issues can also manifest. So the arteries of the body can harden, skin rashes can appear, hair loss can materialize. And if children have a zinc depletion, it can stunt their growth, a delay on the onset of puberty, for instance. So pregnant women who are low in zinc risk damaging the fetus because zinc is used in cell division and growth in the development of a baby. So certain medical conditions can put people at a greater risk of zinc depletion. So if you, for instance, if you have sickle cell anemia. Now, red blood cells are supposed to be rich with zinc, and without it, the cells break apart. So what happens, you know, that happens when zinc, there's too little zinc, it's going to leave the body, if you got too much zinc going out, it's going out through the urine, okay? So where we find the most zinc deficient people are those who are relying on a lot of grains as a zinc source, because whole grains have zinc-binding substances called phthalates, which attach to zinc and block its absorption. So if your diet's too much into the grains, you may be blocking getting your zinc. So what else can cause a zinc depletion? Well, if you are a strict vegetarian and you omit all the animal foods like meat and eggs and milk and cheese and all, then you can run the risk of a zinc depletion unless you get it another way. So vegetarians tend to eat more grains, and that also blocks their zinc absorption. So now also, if you drink alcohol above moderation, it interferes with the absorption of zinc and will accelerate a zinc loss through your urine. Also, pregnancy and breastfeeding can lower the zinc nutrient, and women need to take care and replenish their zinc. The elderly tend to be low in zinc due to poor eating habits. They have limited budgets and they're living alone. They don't bother to cook for themselves. So zinc's very important for all living things. If the soil becomes zinc deficient, we have crop failure. So currently, it's estimated that in the United States and in a lot of countries, there's 30% loss of zinc from rice, wheat, and corn. Also, don't forget, you do have medical treatments that can reduce your zinc There are a lot of prescription meds, for instance, and some over-the-counter drugs that will strip your body of zinc. Here is a brief list. If you take prescription diuretics, which cause the body to void out more minerals, including your zinc, if you're on antacids or anti-inflammatory drugs like prednisone, hydrocortisone, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory meds. Also, if you're on anticonvulsants, antiretroviral drugs and birth control drugs, cardiovascular drugs, and ulcer drugs, all these medicines can kind of put you at risk of losing a lot of zinc. Now, drug companies are often going to require to do nutrient depletion studies. They should be. You know, drug companies, they're not required to do that, but they should be so that patients know if you're going to be on this med, they need to take a supplement of something. So it's a shame millions of people are experiencing drug-induced nutrient depletion, and the medical establishment kind of ignores it. Now, you want to be careful selecting the right multivitamin, as more supplement companies are being brought out of the farm. They're being bought out by pharmaceutical industries. So look for whole food supplements if you're going to use them. Make sure they're organic, and you're not missing any of the photochemicals or the phytochemicals that, you know, God put into those plant sources. That's how I look for whole food stuff, and it's organic. So people might say, well, how much zinc is too much? You know, I don't want to get too much. Well, it's hard to overdose on zinc, believe it or not. But if you tend to get too much zinc, you may have a little vomiting and diarrhea. That may be an indicator. If you take too much zinc, you can produce a copper deficiency in your body, and then you need copper to protect your bones, your hemoglobin of your red blood cells, and your skin. So here's some foods that are going to be high in zinc. You can, you know, beef up your diet and avoid some depletions. Highest zinc is going to be in oysters, wheat germ, beef, turkey, crab, liver, cheese, pumpkin seeds, squash, beans, nuts, fish, and eggs. So if you're not into the shellfish, you can use one of those other nutrient-rich foods to beef up your zinc. There are some herbs that are high in zinc. Modern living has a majority of families eating out a lot, microwaving stuff, and that approach to ill-prepared meals is really going to get you in a sticky wicket sooner or later. So fillers in these foods, fillers and supplements are going to really not be what you're looking for. You want whole food stuff. So here is some of the foods, other foods, herbs and things that are high in bilberry, skullcap, your capsicum, which is in your hot peppers, sage, pennyroyal, wild jam, spirulina, chickweed, echinacea root, one of my favorites for immune boosting, also astragalus root, nettle leaf, parsley, Siberian ginseng root, and adult seaweed. So, you know, spices and zinc, a lot of spices like poppy seeds, cardamom, basil, celery seed, mustard seeds, caraway seeds, dill seed, cumin, coriander, turmeric, curry, onion, tarragon, fennel. All these have wonderful zinc as well. So if you're getting some of those into your dishes, that's a good thing. Now, zinc also offers us another benefit. It protects us against the most deadly diseases of modern civilization called cancer. So, zinc. Cancer patients are usually low in zinc. So, zinc assists the immune system to keep your cancer cells from spreading. That's why you need it. Now, the human body also depends on zinc for enzyme action in the metabolism. So without zinc, for instance, you won't have enzyme action, and you can have a low energy, poor digestion, and a very weak immune system. Men need zinc for healthy prostates. Teenagers need zinc for proper sexual development to complete through puberty. And our system also uses zinc to detoxify us in a way to get rid of, have a free flow of toxins out of the body. So zinc, very important. Yes, it is. So you got a lot of products. You got a lot of herbs, a lot of spices, a lot of foods that you can naturally beef into the diet and get your zinc, especially if they're organic. They're going to be grown in soil that has the minerals in it. So tilth standards means crop grown in soil that was allowed to rest minimum 5 years, no treatment, herbicides, pesticides, ethylene oxide, gas, or fertilizer. So highest standard in organic growing is tilth standard. I pretty much look for that if I were you and try to get that in everything that you purchase organically. Now, if you're looking for some of these herbs that have the zinc, they are available at thepowerherbs.com. Of course they are. And you can get your echinacea there, astragalus there, male hormone formulas, prostate kit got zinc in it. These are all herbs and stuff that have zinc in it. And they, you know, they got their ginseng, the emotional stress formulas, the spirulina is in the body food mix. I mean, your endless supply of zinc is right there. And when you look at medicinal herbs, they're concentrated of elements. So it's already put together chemically wise, chemistry wise, was done by God. So that's why herbs tend to be a bit bitter or real, real hot, because they're very potent and you shouldn't eat too much like you would a strawberry. So that's the reason they're bitter or hot, is because you just need a little. All right. So, I know we're coming up to a break, but, before we get there, I wanted to talk about it a little quickly because, you know, I've come up from time to time. People give me a call and they ask, you know, I've got this celiac disease. I got this gluten intolerance issue and I don't know where it came from, but it's terrible and I don't like it and blah, blah, blah. So, well, we're going to talk about that because there was an article in Mother Earth News regarding that very topic and a woman. Her name is Carolyn, who had that problem here in the United States. You know, you get digestive problems. But, you know, some people that have wheat allergies, they may not have the digestive problems, but they'll have respiratory issues, you know, like stuffy head, nose, and things like that, almost like allergy symptoms. And so just don't think of celiac disease as being a digestive problem. It can give you another symptom. And a lot of times people will leave the United States and travel in other parts of the world, and they'll have bread product over there and not have a problem. And so, you know, why is that? Ever wonder why that was? You know, how come you can go over to Europe or, I don't know, the Ukraine or some of these places that are really into their organic stuff and don't have GMO, right? And you don't have the digestive problems having a croissant or any kind of, you know, hard bread. Well, we're going to answer that. And it's not rocket science either, what we did to our wheat grain here in the United States. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to let you know the secret of why you can't have wheat if you've got, you know, gluten intolerance. We'll be right back. Proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Looking for an herb book
with healing secrets that will empower you, you will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. And we're talking about gluten intolerance. If you got celiac disease and you just can't have bread products without having a lot of issues, usually allergic responses, digestive upset. Well, you know, what is the U.S. doing with wheat? Well, the U.S. is growing a wheat product. It's not an ancient wheat species. The ancient wheat varieties were Encorn, Emmer, and Spelt. They're not cultivated anymore. And there's about six classes of wheat and hundreds of varieties, and most of the wheat the U.S. is growing in the fall and then they harvest in the spring is winter wheat. So the modern wheat product is grown in cooler climates. It's planted in the fall to become our grain crop. About 75% of the wheat grown in the United States is winter wheat, and it's a product that contains a very high percentage of gluten. Now, it's cultivated and it's used to make, you know, breads and cakes. The hardest wheat that's cultivated is called durum, and that's used to make macaroni, spaghetti, your pastas. The softer, paler wheat varieties are more starchy and are used to make flour for pie crust biscuits and other breakfast foods. So when our wheat is milled, the residue, the bran, and other plant parts that used to make livestock feed are used, and some wheat grain is also used to make whiskey and beer. So when the recruits join the Air Force, they often have to give a blood sample. Dr. Joseph Murray, he's a gastroenterologist at the Mayo Clinic, he happened to notice that blood samples from the 1950 recruits showed that 1 in 700 of them had celiac disease, an autoimmune disease affected when a person eats gluten. Dr. Murray knew that it couldn't be a genetic disorder, as we are told by science, because human genes haven't changed that much, he said. So there has to be something pervasive in the environment that's making this disease more common. So he published a study in 2009 in the Journal of Gastroenterology, and his research begs us to ask, is the U.S. wheat being cultivated and processed differently causing disease? So have the scientists, you know, said that they bred a wheat variety which magnifies gluten content, which is creating a health problem? So if folks with gluten intolerance eat ancient wheat varieties, do they still have gastrointestinal problems like they do in, showing up as celiac disease? Well, apparently not. So in one generation, the wheat source in the United States got changed. Yep. And now we have a disease because we changed we GMO'd the wheat. We genetically modified the wheat. Now in European countries, you know, so you go over there and eat all you want. They reject genetically modified foods, and they didn't modify their wheat. So they have found that GMO foods are contaminated, and if you have a GMO wheat, it is a contaminated wheat. So big contrast regarding wheat that's grown in the United States and wheat that's grown in Europe is that in Europe it has just one or two classes of wheat. So the class is determined by a variety of characteristics. When and where you plant it, the milling, and the food it's to be used for. So if you go to a mill in the UK, there's one in Yorkshire, East Riding, Yorkshire, and there's a lady that works at that mill.
And she will tell you that the European wheat berry is a softer berry than the United States hard variety, which is believed to be influenced by climate. So they also grind their wheat into what is called whole meal, which is tightly controlled whole wheat flour, and they don't add anything to it, and they don't remove anything from it. So what does this mean in comparison to a U.S. wheat flour? Well, whole meal is handled differently. It is heavier. It is designed to by the millers to get around the bread and flour regulations, because whole meal is harder to manage because it contains all the grain, everything that came with it, making it heavier. It has the oil still in it, and it has to be frozen right away after you process it, or it'll go rancid. So when flour is ground and used right away to make food products, those oils feed the cardiovascular system. And less than 100 years ago, the wheat in America was just like that they make in the UK. So, and it had less gluten and more oils and more nutrients in it. So what we've done to the grain here is causing celiac disease. So before 1870, the United States used a softer wheat, had a less gluten in it. And when the harder spring wheat variety had more gluten than the Central European, they arrived in the United States. Americans loved this rich, gluteny, flavor, texture to it, and made things fluffier. So what they did is they decided, hey, we're going to change the variety of the wheat grain that we grow in the United States. So the white processed flour was more expensive at first, but then as this, it became less of a status symbol, it became less expensive. So in the 1900s, the new farming and milling technology, along with mass transportation, helped bring down the cost of this new genetically modified grain, the gluteny white stuff. So breakfast cereal didn't exist before 1890, but by 1920, cream of wheat was on everyone's breakfast table. An interesting find is a study that was done in 1966. It was published in the American Journal of the Clinical Nutrition. It showed a big correlation globally between the increase in gluten-rich wheat consumption and the increase in the number of schizophrenia patients. Well, isn't that something? Well, food for thought, as they say. So, and that was that study was done, you know, during World War II. So, wheat is the most cultivated crop worldwide. And by the 1980s, bakers discovered how to make their products ultra fluffy by adding additional gluten called vital wheat gluten. And it's used as meat substitutes for vegetarian entrees. So when we made wheat the dominant food source, we became less tolerant of it. You know, the food pyramid was all off. So we look at the gluten intolerant folks as a minority and that something must be wrong with them, when in fact the human body is not designed to ingest mega amounts of refined wheat, usually accompanied by refined sugar, and this causes ill health. So in 1992, the USDA Food Pyramid assigned a large chunk of the American diet to wheat products. By 2005, the pyramid changed, and it was called My Pyramid, restructured the nutritional guidelines a little bit, adding a little bit to the vegetable category, almost equal to the wheat category. Well, so what do you do? Well, folks with gluten intolerance who have experienced European wheat with no gastrointestinal problems have learned to import their wheat from overseas and make their own breads, and they feel better. They live healthier lives, and they stay out of the doctor's office, and they get off drugs. So what they also have is a stronger, healthier immune system. And Americans consume too much wheat, too much dairy, too much sugar, and have the highest rates of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. So Americans, if they just change that, they don't have to get permission from the AMA and dietitians. They can actually get healthier and most likely get off a lot of pharmaceutical drugs. By just changing their lifestyles, they take the power back. It's in their hands already. They just have to exercise it. So yep, everybody has that power. Now, if you don't have a gluten issue, you can take advantage of herbs designed to give you lots of energy which have no hint of gluten even. So, like, a lot of people see wheatgrass juice and stuff, but that's not the wheat berry. That has no gluten in it. So you're not usually going to have a problem. It's not the same thing. So you can tap into wheatgrass, avoid the risk of the gastrointestinal discomfort, most likely not going to affect you at all. If you're looking for the wheatgrass, it is included in the body food mix that you can put in a beverage of your choice or shake or smoothie. And that's loaded with lots of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and a lot of stuff that's missing in your diet and your foods right now. Because when they did a cultural study and they found the earliest records of, you know, nutrition found in food was in the 1900s, and they compared it to food grown now, our food's 50% less nutrient-rich. And that's because of the farming practices we have. So you're going to have to do more than ever before, than any of your ancestors, to make sure you're getting that nutrition, getting your zinc, getting all those amino acids, omega-3s. That's not in the food sources. You're going to have to be more diligent. If you need some help with that, I can see by the clock I'm about running out of time, so check out thepowerherbs.com as soon as you can, or give them a call for a free catalog, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yep. Yeah, get a newsletter, sign up, they're free, they go out on Tuesdays and Fridays, and you'll be empowered, and so will your family and friends. But I'll be back on Thursday, and do tune in, I hope. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Oh, use common sense, right? I gotta go. You take care. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.